A new study on the elderly in Czech retirement or nursing homes has suggested that some 6% of residents of such homes may suffer maltreatment, either at the hands of staff or fellow inhabitants. Conducted by Masaryk University in Brno, Moravia, the study looked at the lives of elderly inhabitants in 16 different facilities, asking about everything from interpersonal situations to the quality of nutrition to day-to-day care. Jan Wellinger has the story.
According to statistics, 3.4% of Czechs over the age of 65 live in homes for the elderly, and that number is only expected to grow. Under these circumstances, one might expect overall improvement in the quality of services, but that hasn't always been the case, far from it. One reason why specialists from Brno's Masaryk University decided to look at the subject more closely. In a survey in late 2007, early 2008, they approached more than 500 elderly citizens in nursing homes in four districts in the Czech Republic. A little earlier, I spoke to sociologist Lucia Vidovičeva, who presented the results at the Office of the Government this week.
We wanted to focus more on the possible issues of neglecting the care and the elder abuse. And we were concentrating on the issues of quality of life in the home as such, because there was done some of the qualitative studies, but we didn't have any numbers, so we didn't know how big this issue can be, and this was our main goal. Big theme was privacy, the questions of the privacy, if the right for the privacy is well kept in these institutions. 13% say that they cannot meet with their friends or if somebody comes to visit them in the privacy. Another similar part says that the staff doesn't knock on the door when they enter their room, or that they don't have any locker where can they lock their valuable things. So these are little issues which are not very costly to improve, but they are very important in the terms of the quality of life.
Along with privacy, the study also looked into the possibility of abuse and neglect by staff at homes, but also, and perhaps more so, by fellow inhabitants. In fact, fear of the latter is higher. Only 7 said they feared staff, while around 30 of 529 respondents said they feared their room or flatmates. Lucia Vidovičeva again.
You can imagine that you live your whole life at your home with your family or maybe even alone, and then you move into the institutions and you have to share your room with at least, you know, one or in some of the cases even 5 other people. So there are tensions and even in some cases aggression. This is something to be solved. The thing is that there's a lot of people in the institutions, according to our results, who doesn't need to be there because the reasons they are there can be solved by other services and not necessarily by the home for older people. These reasons include loneliness, financial reasons, problems with a home for younger family. They leave their homes for the younger parts of the family. So these are reasons which should not be solved by these institutions. If we improve these daycare services, there won't be any more so much pressure on the homes for elderly, and therefore there won't be so much demand.
The Minister for Human Rights, Jamila Stehlíková, who attended the release of the study's findings in Prague on Tuesday, also made clear that support and care for the elderly in their own homes was a possible solution, preferable to the elderly moving into special institutions. That is a solution, Mrs. Stehlíková stressed, should be considered by municipalities ahead of the construction of new local facilities.